Consulting Premier David Makura and members of his executive council have decided on what they say is a comprehensive way forward during the coronavirus outbreak, and that includes the plans of municipalities. Now, the various bodies sat together over the weekend to discuss their response. They actually briefed the media on the strategy this afternoon, and Gauteng Health MEC Bandile Mazuku is back with us today. MEC, good afternoon. Thank you for making yourself so available, given how busy you are at the moment. We really do acknowledge all that you are having to balance at this time. But kind of you to join us. And I want to ask you to start by just talking us through the strategy at the different levels, please.
I think the whole approach is that we want to look at this outbreak to give us a better platform for us to be able to fast-track some of the health reforms that we have been talking about. And I think this will help us to even improve the capacity of the healthcare system in Gauteng. So we want to look at the response to be a long-term response, and that will go beyond the outbreak.
So can you talk us through some of the details of what's been discussed in terms of the province's response as well as the various municipalities' response, MEC?
Yeah, I think the major thing was just to what the president had announced on Sunday as one of the drastic measures, but to practicalize them in terms of our own context. You know, the issue that relates to our social gathering spaces or taverns, the issue of us getting communities to apply for permission to hold social gatherings like your churches service and some funeral services. So the police are going to be very important in terms of reinforcing some of the things here.
All right. So now that we've got through some of that, and I think we need to have more conversations with individual members of the Executive Council and mayorships to find out exactly what's going on in their particular areas. But we know that water distribution was also announced by the Water Department yesterday. How important are mayors and municipalities in ensuring that's implemented as soon as possible, MEC?
That's so important for the municipalities, because we also know that we have a problem in Tshwane, and we hope that the municipality or the administration as it's there in Tshwane will be able to supply enough water to all the areas where there are problems. Because it's not only Hammanskraal, we only have got a problem also in the east of Pretoria around Bronkhorstspruit area.
Right. Okay. So that's good to hear. I'm hoping that that will take shape as soon as possible. In terms of the cost of all these plans that have been discussed, MEC, do we have an idea what they all cost, first of all, and secondly, where that money is coming from?
The major plans don't really need a lot of budgets. And we still, like I said to you, that this is a good opportunity for a department like ours to utilize part of its budget to just make sure that we fast-track some of the projects that we thought we'll do in the next 5 years, but to do it them quickly. And this is a way that will give us a better opportunity to implement some of them. So the budget will definitely be coming from within what we have in our coffers and utilizing to strengthen our system. So we won't be necessarily requiring more money. If there is a need, we will be able to use the National Disaster Fund that has been established by the Treasurer National.
Right. I see when these discussions took place, you covered the issue of panic buying as well. What sort of restrictions can be placed on local retailers to ensure there's a fair distribution of goods during purchases?
Yeah, I think that we are going to discuss with business in terms of limiting items, because we know that most people are going to have a negative effect on them. It will be the most vulnerable who don't have immediate cash now, and who rely on certain periods of the month to be able to purchase. And we want to enforce the issues of restriction and make sure that the retailers also form part of this response system for enforcing it. I think something that retailers usually do, I think they can be able to do it without any actual problems.
Tell me more generally about some of the developments, please, MEC, in the last 24 hours now. The picture has changed, I think we can all acknowledge, that in the last 24 hours, with the new confirmations, we're looking at the start of community spread in the country. Just talk us through what exactly that means in terms of the approach and how it will change the approach that you as health officials have taken in the last few weeks.
I think remember that the issue of containment phase, which we have done, which comes with the drastic measures of social distancing and restricting social gatherings, also comes within the whole context of us limiting local transmission or what we call community acquired transmission. At the moment, we don't have high numbers of community acquired transmission, but we know that we might have a higher a number in the next week or two, but we know that with the containment measures that we have put into place, that will slow down and practically reduce them to negligible levels.
So you're not concerned about the dynamic having changed with the reality of community spread having come into the picture now?
You know, I would be pretty much worried if the numbers were quite high. Mm-hmm. But we know, having observed all the patterns of how community-acquired diseases happen,
yes,
they usually peak only if you don't put drastic measures in terms of social distancing and all the other things. So with what we have done from Sunday, you know, it will actually drastically slow it down.
But despite the fact that some really stringent measures and some commendable measures have been put in place, MEC, you've still got people gathering in groups of 100 in various different contexts. You've still got people going to work and therefore travelling via public transport or private transport, like taxis, in which people are in extremely close proximity to each other. How do you see yourself containing it, given the fact that we're not practising social distancing in its most extreme form at this point?
Yes, remember that we can't have it in the most extreme form because we still have to have the economy running. We still have to have essential departments actually functioning. But one thing that we have said, we have encouraged to do, particularly for GPG, government departments and municipalities, those who can work from home, which we are encouraging, and hopefully the retail and the private sector will join us too, that they can be able to actually work from home and log on at home and do everything from home. We also, as the ExCo and as the steering committee, we are not going to be meeting quite often in terms of physically meeting with each other. We are going to make use of all the other technology and digital aspects to meet remotely by outside everything. So we have put into place a number of things and measures that will make sure that we reduce contact as much as we can. In terms of public transport, it is the issue of disinfection that will be important for taxis and also for commuters. So we have asked that taxi owners must have a sanitizer for their vehicle, including private owners of the vehicle, to have sanitizers, and the taxis will be sanitized twice a day, which will be around the issues after the peak hours, or what we normally call the peak hours. So then other measures that we have to put into place other than just saying social distancing, we still have to maintain basic hygiene, basic distance, and also hand wash.
MEC, just explain the thinking behind this number 100 that has been given as the limit of people who may gather in one place at a time. How did that number come about?
You know, I think it's one of the general guidelines that we have from the World Health Organization, which speaks about the numbers. And the number 100 normally is when you've got limited you've got limit in terms of the infection itself.
MEC, we're just losing you there. Are you with us, MEC? All right, we've lost our line to him at what I think was quite an important part of the conversation. I'm going to put him back to Danae and Sahol. Let's see if we can get a clearer line to him there. I'm concerned about this number 100 in view of the fact that we now have community spread. And I'm wondering just for how long we can continue working with this particular figure. Do you think it is still relevant in view of what has happened internationally when community spread began in various other countries? or do we need to think about adapting that in the next few days and weeks as we go ahead? Dr. Masuku is back with us. Sorry about that, MEC. Dropped your line there, a bit of difficulty with your line. But you were talking about that number 100 and saying that it's a number the World Health Organization has come up with.
Yes, I think it's one of the guidelines that we are using, and we are going to be continuously reviewing it as we go forward, because it also reflects on how other stringent measures that we need to do, you know, even in terms of the distance between people. And because even if you talk about 100 people gathering, they still have to maintain a safe distance of 1 meter apart.
Yes.
And also making sure that there's no much transmission happening. The whole thing is all about the science, about the transmission of the virus, which we all know that it's a droplet transmission, which the virus is carried through a droplet thing. And usually it's not like the way we talk about an airborne virus, which is easily transmitted when people are very, even they're far apart, because the particle remains high and suspended upon air.
As a doctor, would you say that we ought to persist with that number of people in public places at the same time? Or do you think that's a number that might feasibly be revised in the next few days or weeks?
Yeah, one thing that we've insisted on about the response plan is that it's not cast in stone.
Mm-hmm.
We'll always be reviewing it in terms of responding to a peculiar circumstances that will be happening or occurring at the time.